I do. A guy who got who did not get the role of voicing his character in the animated series because he didn't sound
cartoonish enough.
He didn't sound like the character. I don't know what the deal was, but they did not get they passed on using him.
Man,
to voice his own self.
Well, yesterday on daytime TV, Sherry Shepherd had Ernie on and asked him to sign her chest. Oh. Let's listen in. He said,
do you have like women coming up, you know, going, can you sign my chest?
And no, like, I've been waiting for that. It's like, what are you on? Oh my goodness.
Can you sign my chest right here?
I took a little time with that.
You think I was there? I got Ernie Hudson on goodness, the chest, y'all.
Okay.
I guess it would be more fun doing cursive than block printing. I don't mean to be presumptuous, but I'm thinking exactly that. Let's see what else is here. Kristen Puig will return to SNL on April 6th to host. And, oh, Sydney Sweeney distancing herself from Madam Webb, which has got to make the producers of that film real happy. Why did you do the movie? Didn't you read the script before you took the gig? Those kinds of questions are coming back. There was a rumor yesterday, and it turned out to be false. Oh, dear Lord, that Travis and Taylor had broken up, you know?
Oh, my God.
In fact, somebody mentioned at the table at Baumhauer's, and by the way, thanks to everybody that joined us last night. They were exchanging friendship bracelets with fans in Singapore yesterday, those two. And the New York Jets are not happy with talk that Aaron Rodgers might be Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s running mate.
Oh, is that right? I hadn't heard that.
And on my page here is a link to rock stars who were murdered. So we'll get to that later. It's a little
rock
early for this.
Rock stars who were murdered. All right.
Yeah. I wonder how many are on that list. Hey, you know what I found? I was browsing through this big stack of prep here.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that thing that we never got to on Wednesday. What? Badly named things.
Oh, yesterday? Oh, the ones where you can... Yeah,
like, should a jet ski be called a motorcycle and stuff?
Motorcycle and substitute.
So I'm teasing it now.
Okay, I wasn't
that
here.
We might have time to do it today.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the day I was out. Okay.
Yeah, we have some other stuff that sort of took its place. We have random facts coming up next hour. Jay will do those, and after it's complete, then we give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate with a pop quiz question, and I would like to discuss this week's Food Outlet specials. Now, the pricing of Food Outlet is cost plus 10% on everything in the house, but each week they mark down additional items for even more savings. For example, a rump roast, one of the easiest to make. Sprinkle a little cricket dust on it, a spritz of 7 pepper seasoning, and put it in the oven at 275 and just wait till it's done. Be patient. Go back and check on it. But you'd be able to catch it when it's nice and pink, medium rare. And those are, they literally produce their own gravy. $4.54 a pound for that. Oscar Mayer hot dogs, the large, regular, or bun size, they're all $1.98 a package. Pints of Bluebell ice cream, $2.33. A 5-pound sack of Pillsbury flour is $3.51. And Heinz ketchup, that is the 28-ounce, only $2.63. Ketchup is one of those items that's really gone up in price, kind of like soda and other things, far higher than the inflation numbers that are quoted. Sunny D juice, $2.84. That's for the 1-gallon size, and a 32-pack, rather a 24-pack of Dasani water, $3.56. And you'll find those specials at all three Food Outlet locations, 3543 Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of Highway 31 in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning. Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall as we get ready for traffic at 7:05.
Traffic continues to build on this Thursday morning, but we haven't seen anything really that's going to slow you down at the moment. Traffic is light to mostly moderate. And our busiest spots last we saw were coming out of Wetumpka on 231, 65 southbound, 85 southbound into Montgomery, all the usual suspects. Boulevards, light to moderate. Buckle up. Be safe. We're going to keep you updated, but right now I've got an all clear. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, SkyWatch Traffic.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side. Count out loud. You may begin.
Yes, officer.
1, 2, 3. Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by Adeka Less.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you suffering from something or anything? Your doctor said it could be just in your head, and he could be right. That's why there's placebo. Placebo has been clinically tested more than any drug in history and has been proven to be the universal cure-all. Imaginary side effects may include imaginary weight gain, imaginary hair loss, and imaginary sexual dysfunction. If you should experience sudden imaginary shortness of breath or any imaginary signs of imaginary dizziness, stop taking placebo immediately and contact your doctor, assuming he isn't sick of talking to you because you call him 12 times a day. Women pretending to be pregnant should not take placebo. For whatever you think ails you, there's placebo from Hypochondria Labs.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
You're so naughty.
While President Biden campaigns in Michigan today, former President Trump will be tied up in a Florida courtroom. A federal judge set to hear arguments on whether to dismiss the classified documents prosecution of Mr. Trump. And his defense lawyers are cheering a Georgia judge's ruling in one of the criminal cases against the former president. Independent presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. planning to announce his running mate in 12 days. Spring-like weather prevails in parts of the country, but not in the Mile High City. Denver and vicinity are dealing with a major snowstorm. Gorilla hail is what they're calling the huge chunks of ice and falling from the sky across parts of Missouri and Kansas. Watching Wall Street, stock futures are higher this morning. The Dow futures are up 154 points. NASDAQ futures 89 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Tim Osmond.
All right, sit down. I'm going to do a new song. And if you get it, you just get it. Well, I don't know if we really landed people on the moon. I'm not sure if Lady Gaga uses auto-tune. And I'm uncertain there'll be peace over in the Middle East. But I just saw a big sign, honey. And one thing is true.
do know we'll be stopping at Bucky's. Time to have some fun. Like a gas station, car wash, barbecue, Cracker Barrel, Walmart, all in one. I've been driving these wide open spaces. Now I need a redneck oasis. Take my money, Bucky, baby, it's my lucky day. Some beaver nuggets, try a little fudge. Turkey and a pulled pork sandwich just because. Get a leather bolo and a hoodie for the wife. Cast iron frying pan, Pappy and a dive. Get some roasted pecans, shoot for the dog. Positive encouragement, painted on a log. A large banana pudding, a Cali chicken wrap. A coffee for the journey, a Bucky Beaver cap. What's up, West Virginia?
Still have not gone, is that right?
No, but it's great at my point in life to know that there's one new experience remaining,
but
time permitting.
They're going to have that one soon on I-10 in Mississippi.
Yeah, I've been looking for a construction site along I-10 when I drive to Janelle's, and I'm going there Easter weekend.
Yeah.
So I have not seen where it's going to be yet. Maybe they're hiding it, but...
Yeah, it's coming soon.
But there's one between here and Auburn, right?
Well, yeah, the one in Auburn is, and people use it as a destination location. maybe we should do a field trip.
Yeah, brisket sandwiches for all. 713.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
I did it again. That breath of fresh air, ready to talk. 16 minutes ago, we had a beautiful sunrise. It's really a nice start this morning. And a warm day for March today with a high around 82. Sunshine will be in abundance, mixed in with some high clouds. Dry through the evening hours tonight, but becoming cloudy. Risk of showers and thunderstorms begin in the wee hours of the morning, low 62. Friday, widespread thunderstorms and showers, especially by Friday afternoon, Friday evening, high around 71. Now, on Saturday, a little break in between. I mean, I've got a small rain chance in Saturday, but only about 20% during the daytime hours, high in the mid-70s. Then scattered showers returning Sunday, and mostly from, let's say, I-85 southward. I think if you're going to be in Birmingham Sunday, you're probably dry. Much cooler Monday. Risk of frost again Monday night into early Tuesday morning, the first day of spring. Yeah, I've got us around 35. How about that? Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 51 at 714.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm Hard News, brought to you by Penny Iron Concrete Technology.
Please stand. The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
Beep, 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 beep. It's happened again. In fact, I can't think of a day over the last week and a half where there hasn't been at least one story.
One Boeing story.
Yeah, after another.
Uh-huh.
And from FoxNews.com. And, of course, this article also contains a picture of the infamous tire falling off the front gear of a Boeing 787. Taking off from San Francisco. Let me ask you, if you were on the plane and you knew, say you're sitting, it would be possible, towards by the wing, that plane, that tire, you could have seen that bounce.
Oh, sure.
So what are you thinking once the plane is airborne and you know that one of the tires is already rolling down the runway crushing cars?
8 cars are damaged.
How's this landing going to work out there, Capitan? This time, an American Airlines flight forced to make an emergency landing in California after the pilot reported a possible mechanical issue. We're not getting any details on it. The plane was forced to land and taxi to the gate under its own powers. And customers deplane normally. What does that even mean? In New York, if you've ever flown into LaGuardia, people start deplaning when the plane's about 2,000 feet on final approach because they're always in a hurry. Everything is in a big rush in New York.
Yeah.
So, and then we had another American Airlines flight that had to turn back because of a cargo door concern. I don't know what's going on, but this is, and fortunately, well, there were people hurt in that deep, that dive the other day. People stuck to the ceiling of the plane that plummeted. Just seems like every day there's another one, man.
It's unnerving now because
that was a 787 Dreamliner. You keep saying you want to fly on one of these things. Yeah. I would wait for a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be on so many airplanes this year. Jeez.
50 passengers were injured on that flight from Sydney, Australia to Auckland. It's one of my favorite city names in the world. Auckland. So all of this plane chaos brings us yet another great parody that tells a story. Of a Dirk's Bentley 2, he said.
Was sitting watching TV in my living room when I heard something crash, then a gigantic boom. I looked outside and on the lawn was a big propeller blade. Massive chunk of a plane. Then parts were crashing down and exploding like thunder. A turbine engine, then a wing flap and a rudder. And then a wing and a fuselage tumbled down in flames. A giant chunk of a plane. All the parts were labeled Boeing and no one knows where they're going. Dodging pieces of the engine debris from the cockpit. Then the tail fin comes down flaming metal, shrapnel shards are raining, smashing, cracking pieces, breaking. What a terrible way that the plane is. They're losing parts up in the clouds. It all came down and crashed into my house.
Reminds me of the scene in Airplane where they're trying to figure out how to get that plane down, and somebody said, send them into Lake Michigan, at least it won't kill anybody on the ground. It was actually funny.
I love when they say, assume crash position.
Yes. And they climb on top of their seats. Yeah. But kudos to the captain of that for bringing it in.
Boss, head man, top dog, big cheese, a head honcho.
Captain! Number... Look at this!
Passenger certain to die. Airline negligent.
There's a sale at Penny's.
It's those news actualities that make us what we are at News Talk 93.1 FM.
All right, guys, get some pictures.
Yeah, that's another good one. You got good stuff today, Rich. Tell you what, you're on fire, buddy. It must be the Reuben, huh?
Yeah, the Reuben, yeah.
All right, at 7:19. Oh, my God, I don't have any convoluted intros for Random Facts, Freddy, so I have got to buckle down here and get serious.
Call Boeing.
Coming up in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, that was brought to you by Penninger & Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham and team can handle any size concrete project, and it's not just their ability to handle it. It is the attention to detail, including the top-notch materials that are used, reinforcement, no shortcuts. You get what you pay for, and that's a project with a great result that's going to last. It's an investment, and new concrete, a new pour, whether it's a patio or a new driveway, that should become part of the value of your home immediately and grow with the value of your home as time passes. For a free estimate, call Tom at 284-9292. You love the guy. He plays it straight. 284-9292. Penninger & Concrete Technologies. We have Blue Water News, and then we're back in two with part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey's office confirmed reports of an attempted cyber attack against some state government websites in Alabama. The denial of service attack began Tuesday afternoon. Officials said no data was accessed. However, some state websites are running slow as the IT department investigates further. The Montgomery Public Schools Board Tuesday meeting focused on construction updates, the new CHOOSE Act, and budget concerns. School board members began the meeting by thanking the community for voting to pass a property tax renewal that allocates roughly $11 million annually to Montgomery Public Schools. Family Dollar is set to begin closing 1,000 stores this year. Family Dollar announced it will close 600 stores in the first half of 2024 and at least 370 more over the next few years as store leases expire. It's not yet known exactly which stores will be closing. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
First of all, I want to thank one of our listeners. I will not mention, I'll just give the initials BH. He was the one that first made me aware of that cyber attack on the state network yesterday. Why is this happening? And why isn't somebody doing something about it? And then two, I get home from bomb hours last night. My cable and everything is a complete mess. I'm rebooting, unplugging, waiting. So I finally called. Wow. And they explained that there is a giant issue going on. The one thing that kept coming up was no Ethernet connection. Well, what the hell's that?
That is your internet connection.
Well, my internet was working in the house, but it wasn't working through the cable box or something.
Right. So,
yeah, that's it. That's the Ethernet. That cable that goes from there is your Ethernet cable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but it wasn't my cable. It's an Ethernet issue all over the place.
Oh. It's an internet issue.
They said it's affecting thousands of customers, and they'll get it fixed today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, mine was working this morning. I'm a wow customer.
Well, maybe mine got fixed after I left. I don't know, but it was not working before I left the house.
Not a wow guy.
Looks like they're.
I was almost a wow guy.
Looks like they're about to do fiber in my neighborhood. I don't know what company, but
that's who I currently have is AT&T Fiber.
Okay.
And it's nice.
Yeah, I bet.
You know what?
You may have just sold me on that, because every month there's another thing. They came out and rewired everything like a month ago.
How much do you pay? Well, we don't have to go into that. I will tell you what I pay for just my internet, because I don't have actual cable. Just the internet, $80 a month for fiber.
Fiber.
I pay $107 a month for unfiber.
I'm not going to tell you how much I pay, because you'll all think...
How did you ever get so stupid?
Because they have bundles, you know? If you combine your this, this, and this, you get whatever. But I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do their combination things, because I don't want to feel trapped into using... If I got to use your internet, I don't want to feel like I also have to use your cable and your phone. So...
Right.
I don't do any of that. Although I do have... Actually, I do have my cable, internet, and phone through AT&T. I just realized that. But I didn't, because... Their internet price before the fiber came in was horrible.
Mm.
Their speeds were crap, and the price for that crap speed was horrible.
Well, I know you know your crap when it comes to this kind of stuff, so I'm going to take your word for that.
Yeah.
But when I get home today, if it's not working, it's going to be goodbye.
Wow!
Call me...
You like that?
Call me an idiot. I got WoW and DirecTV.
Idiot.
Hey, we will be back in 14 seconds.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
I dropped my hot pocket.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
The swimming pool in the Titanic is still filled with water.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
And now...
Do you trust me? Do you trust me? It's time for...
Random facts.
That was close.
That is a line from the movie,
that was very
right?
tight.
Yeah. Isn't that what Leonardo Decapitated says to...
Oh, when they're up on the bow of the ship.
Yeah, right.
They're doing that, all that scene.
I have seen that movie one time. And that was in the theater when I first saw it. I have not had repeat viewings of Titanic. That's just cause. Anyway, did you know?
It was two VCRs long. Two
cassettes. Yeah.
This is a baseball random fact.
Okay.
And I think you're gonna know this, Greg. The most accomplished deaf player in MLB history.
What do you mean, deaf player?
Was his nickname Dummy?
Nah, it doesn't say here that his nickname was.
Last name was Hoy?
Hoy, yes. William Hoy.
Well, sadly, his nickname was Dummy.
What happened?
In a less sensitive time.
In what happened?
He was deaf.
Oh, deaf. I thought you said dead.
No, the most accomplished dead player.
It's hard to accomplish things on the field, Rich, when you're dead.
That's why I didn't understand. I was saying, wait, what's the catch here?
Most accomplished deaf player in MLB history.
That's what I heard.
He couldn't hear the umpire's ball and strike calls. The stadium had no scoreboard for him to follow the count.
Mm-hmm.
So the third base coach would signal to him by raising his left index finger for a ball or the right index finger for a strike.
And he played for who?
I don't have it here. Do you know who he played for?
For some reason, I'm thinking St. Louis.
Okay. Hang on a second. Oh, wow. Dummy Hoy is who they have him as. Dummy Hoy.
I told you. Why do you doubt me, Jay?
Well, the fact that his Wikipedia... Look.
Do you trust me? Do you trust me?
I'm just telling you, his Wikipedia page, you would think would have William up here. Dummy.
Dummy, yeah.
And most notably, he played for the Cincinnati Reds.
Okay.
He didn't mind being called that, because he couldn't.
Yeah, but he is dead now, right? So I was half correct.
I mean, he is dead, yes. I wouldn't say he's the most accomplished dead MLB player in history. Oh, wow, we got some backup going on there.
Oh, where is that?
Looks
like 85 inbound.
And there's the bridge. So that is that the river? No.
That looks like...
Boy, I can't... I that was a tough one.
It did look like the bridge. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, but there was no river under it, so...
He was born, by the way, William Hoy, born in a place in Ohio. I doubt it's called Hucktown, but it's H-O-U-C-K.
Okay. Hucktown.
I don't know. Hucktown, Ohio.
Hucktown.
Yeah. Oh, he played for the Washington Nationals?
No.
The Buffalo.
Washington Senators.
Yeah. In 1888-9, it was the Nationals.
Oh, was it?
In 1888 and 1889, it was the Washington Nationals.
My error. Another baseball term.
1890, the Buffalo Bisons, he played for. The St. Louis Browns.
You know, would you want to play for a team when your nickname is the Browns? Sounds like everybody craps their pants.
Now, from 1892 to 93, he played for the Washington Senators.
Ah!
There you go.
I didn't know that Washington had the Nationals' name before.
Yeah, in the 1880s. Huh. The Chicago White Sox, Cincinnati Reds that we've talked about, and the Louisville Colonels.
Louisville Colonels.
Louisville.
Did you know?
They moved to Norfolk.
A.J. Weberman.
That's the weekend.
A.J. Weberman was a controversial Dylanologist who has been calling for Bob Dylan to return back to his early counterculture era unsuccessfully for 54 years and counting.
Wow. You, at some point, gotta, hey, you know what? I need a life here.
Gotta let go, yeah. You ever kissed a girl? His behavior eventually led to Bob Dylan assaulting him in 1971.
I'll be damned.
AJ also believes that many of Dylan's songs are about him. Not Dylan, but AJ.
Oh, I see.
This is one of those kind of guys.
Can you imagine getting assaulted by Bob Dylan? Hey, hey, hey.
Did you know silver fulminate is so unstable?
How unstable is it, Jay?
the weight of a falling feather will cause a few milligrams to explode.
Silver fulminate?
Fulminate. Yeah. So a falling feather, a few milligrams of that silver fulminate, a feather touches it, boom.
Hey, big number, just a sec, big numbers coming out of the market. The producer price index today way overshot the estimates. So inflation is back. Brant will call us at 8:30. Go ahead.
You also can't collect silver fulminate in larger quantities because it will self-detonate under its own weight. So it's very, very sensitive stuff. Did you know crocodiles are closer related to birds than they are to lizards?
Really?
Or snakes or turtles. Archosaurs is a group that includes dinosaurs, birds, and crocodiles, but does not include lizards or snakes, and that is apparently who the crocodiles belong to.
Well, retail sales also way off, way below estimates. They're screwed. Go ahead.
Did you know? The man often credited as the first person to synthesize heroin, his name is Felix Hoffman. He did so only 11 days after first synthesizing, aspirin while working for Bayer.
Yeah, which was a German company, is a German company.
Yeah, I remember talking about Bayer having heroin connections and stuff, and that's where, I guess where that comes from. 11 days after he came up with aspirin for Bayer, he also synthesized heroin. Did you know, for a restaurant scene that is late in the film The Killing of a Chinese Bookie, which was released in 1976, John Cassavetes, the director, invited a number of prominent Hollywood studio executives to play extras and then deliberately removed all of their faces from the final cut.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, hey, you're going to be in my film. Here you go. And then none of your faces are shown. So nobody knows who you are. Ah. Strike at your ego. Coming up on Random Facts, we will tell you about... we'll have another film from the 1920s to talk about. We will also give you a space random fact. We will tell you about Komodo dragons. What does this say? Receipts from stores. I'll give you a random fact about them. And we've got another film random fact to close out with as well. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right. Due to some delays caused by rain, my tree cutting party has been delayed till Monday.
Oh, I was expecting videos.
I know, but better to have it done safely and at the right time.
Sure, of course.
But I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I said goodbye to one of the trees yesterday.
Oh, that's tough.
Before the call came. But Tree Masters is going to do the work. Had Todd Clark out to the house. And it wasn't just deciding what needs to go. In fact, they're not only taking down two trees, they're removing a couple of stumps. And we used to have bushes that surrounded our pool. We cut those out. And they're going to remove all the stuff. And I don't know how they do it, but I can't wait to see some of this stuff done. And then there's another tree that's in good health, but it's grown to a point where it's now brushing against the side of the house in high winds, and it's... damaging the shingles on that side.
Well, I want him to look at two trees in my backyard.
676-3638. Rich, get Todd out there to take a look and get an estimate from Tree Masters. This is something, I could cut down a tree. What's the big deal? Just yesterday, while biking through beautiful Arrowhead, and another putz, who not only cut down big branches, dragged them out to the front, not only covering the sidewalk, but sticking out into the street. I'll get you a ticket. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. And the city's not going to pick it up if that's the way you do it. So let everything from taking the tree down to proper disposal in the hands of team at Tree Masters, 676-3638, to see all of the services they offer. Go to treemastersal.com online at 735.
We have a new accident this morning. It's on Highway 231 right before Redland Road. Now, check the cams. I'm not really seeing anything on the cams, but it doesn't mean that the accident's not there, so please use caution. Traffic flow is really busy right there on 231 coming into Montgomery this morning. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. We're busy on 65 southbound, 85 southbound, both of those into Montgomery. And, of course, Troy Highway and Taylor Road, a little bit busy. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place, Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd. We have lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. Saturday, March 23rd, enjoy refreshments and music by Brian Brantley, 11 till 1, and designer demonstrations at 1 p.m. Visit our Spring Open House for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing. CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 18th through the 23rd, on the Wetumpka Highway.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
And a couple of minutes ago, I told you how to get rid of trees that are dead or you don't want on your property. Now I can tell you who can take care of your lawn and keep everything in the way of outdoor maintenance. And that's Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his team, they are, you can give up the hard work because they're ready to work hard for you. Get an estimate by calling 558-1611. Think of those hot summer days ahead. Do you really want to be out there pushing a mower around? That's Turf Stalkers, 558-1611, or look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's March 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of March, 1879, theoretical physicist Albert Einstein was born. This day also marked the creation of his first equation, Daddy plus Mommy equals Albert.
It was my first theory of relativity.
Have a great March 14th, the greatest day ever.
And now, my theory, J. Scott plus information equals
random.
Random.
That it does.
There's some relativity.
Vaxativity?
Ah!
Did you know? I don't know this guy's last name or how to pronounce it, really. It's his name is Oscar Michaux, maybe? M-I-C-H-E-A-U-X.
Michaux.
Yeah, anyway, he had a film in 1920 called Within Our Gates. It is the earliest known surviving feature directed by an African-American, as well as one of the oldest surviving rebuttals to the racism of Griffith's Birth of a Nation.
Mm.
So, and it's apparently still around within our gates. Did you know, as a gas giant, Saturn does not have a true surface? The planet is mostly gases and liquids that are deeper down into the planet, I guess. If there's no surface, it's interesting. While a spacecraft couldn't land on Saturn, it would also not be able to fly through it. The extreme pressures and temperatures would vaporize any spacecraft trying to fly into the planet.
I think we had one of those toenail moons last night, mm-hmm. and Jupiter is once again... Jupiter and the moon have been kind of doing a tango all year.
Yeah, up there.
And it looked really nice last night, exiting the bomb hours.
I think it's sad that Saturn's rings are going to go away as far as our vantage point. It's not going to happen this week or anything like that.
Yeah, no, but I saw those a couple of years ago. It was when Saturn was really close to Christmas, I think, and Wendy and I were walking the neighborhood. It was night, and some guy had his telescope out, and because it was a big, like, hey, you can see the Saturn and star, whatever. They were calling it the Christmas star or something. I don't know. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, God, would you mind? And he was like, no, sure. And I looked through it, and you could see the rings of Saturn through his telescope.
Cool stuff.
It's the most amazing thing I've seen.
It's going to go away.
Did you know when Komodo dragons strike smaller prey, such as deer and pigs, those apparently are smaller prey. I guess Komodo dragons are bigger than I was thinking. 70% of the prey die within minutes. 20% die within 4 hours due to blood loss. And only 10% survive the strike. So, they're pretty dangerous. Did you know?
88 on breakfast, by the way.
In the United States, 80% of receipts at major store chains contain toxic chemicals. I don't know what kind of toxic chemicals, but they contain toxic chemicals. So that CVS receipt is just full of chemicals.
So many trees have died just to buy this gum.
And finally, did you know the Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank Redemption.
Which is a fantastic film, but apparently when it initially released in theaters and stuff, it was a bomb. It completely bombed. But did, I guess, amazingly well after.
There have been a few other movies that have had that kind of history.
Yeah.
Did not do well at the box office and then caught on years later.
Well,
look at Wonderful Life, baby.
Is a good example.
I mean, the Capri brings that back every year, too.
What I'm thinking about is I remember Shawshank got nominated for some Academy Awards. And I also remember there was a time when films got released to hit the awards season, but they wouldn't be available for us to watch without going to a theater until months and months and months later. It's a lot quicker now than what it used to be, but it used to take months before a movie that was in theaters would eventually hit home video. And I'm wondering if the Academy Award nominations for this thing boosted it so that when it did release on home video, people were like, oh, let me watch this, and it picked up from there.
They always do that when a film gets, you know, 8 nominations. Mm-hmm. And when they release it, they always include that kind of information, and that could possibly help.
Yeah.
You remember what happened to It's a Wonderful Life, the, what's the word?
Trademark. Copyright.
The copyright ran out, and so any station could play it anytime they wanted.
Free programming.
For free.
And it would be on, like, I'm thinking of Chicago. It would be on like 3 or 4 different channels, sometimes at the same time.
Yeah. Now NBC owns it, by the way, as far as television rights.
We'll interrupt the Cubs to bring you It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Those were all your random facts. We're done.
I'm not ready.
Well,
let's move on with our lives.
I have just very lukewarm, mediocre questions. So if you got a better one, go ahead.
Oh, well, we'll get there in a second. I would like to mention Brian Jewelry. I want to thank Lynn, once again, Lynn Bryan and her team for coming through. In fact, let me show you guys something. Janelle has had this ring for years. It's her favorite. But she's a graphic designer, so it gets a little bit roughed up at work from time to time. And for her birthday, she wanted to know if I could get a new setting placed in it. So yesterday, I put the ring. How's it look on my finger? Beautiful ring, though, right?
Elegant.
It's an opal setting on a beautiful gold ring that they completely refurbished. And I sent her the picture, and she was thrilled.
Just goes past the first knuckle there, doesn't it?
The one right below the fingernail. But, yes, Brian Jewelry can even turn a ruffian like me into somebody that's very elegant and classy. That's where I go when I need a gift for somebody and I want to give them the best without going broke. Brian Jewelry has a very competitively priced selection and expertise that goes back 3 generations and 7 decades. So if you're one of those that really doesn't know how to shop for jewelry or has no clue as to what might be a good fit for the person you're shopping for, whatever the occasion, Turn it over to them. Don't stress. By the way, you can go big and finance through a 0% Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers. They also have layaway at Brian Jewelry. And one more way to say, visit them online at brianjewelry.com. Just take a couple of seconds, get your membership thing filled out. No cost for that. Just fill it out. That way they can keep you apprised on all their specials, holidays ahead and so forth. And for just doing that one simple step, they'll take $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we were telling you about crocodiles. They're not as closely related to
lizards
and snakes as we were, reptiles, basically, as we were thinking. They're kind of closely related to another animal. What animal is it?
272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. If you don't win the $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question, do a follow-up and get extra entries in tomorrow's grand prize drawing. We give away some great stuff on Friday. Clark's Club membership, Target Pecan gift card, and the works from Don Duncan. 272-9228. Operators are standing by right now to take your call here on News Talk.
Accident this morning. It's on Highway 231 right before Redland Road. Now, check the cams. I'm not really seeing anything on the cams, but it doesn't mean that the accident's not there, so please use caution. Traffic flow is really busy right there on 231 coming into Montgomery this morning. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. We're busy on 65 southbound, 85 southbound, both of those into Montgomery. And, of course, Troy Highway and Taylor Road, a little bit busy. Buckle up and be safe. We'll keep you updated. Spring is coming at Premier Place. Shop Bath & Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
You want to see 200 reactions on the Rich Thomas Rubin on my Facebook page today.
Jeez, I've been waiting for it all, because we've talked about it all week long. And
look at Todd Jenkins posted a picture of Rubin from the Partridge Family. I approved this sandwich. Awesome. All right, we go to Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. What do crocodiles most resemble? Not lizards?
Birds.
That's it.
Yeah.
Here comes one now. Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm in just one of those jitty moods today.
You silly sausage.
I am that silly sausage. Hello, J-Tom.
Hey, Greg.
Let's see. 80% of U.S. Receipts in stores contain what?
Poison on the ribbon, the receipt.
Toxic, right. Yeah, correct.
Good work. All right, we next go to Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup
Good
Steve.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, you missed some good ones yesterday.
I say, well, you know, Greg, we can always trust you to come up with Titanic convoluted intros.
See what he did there? Because one of them was all right.
Titanic.
Sorry I missed you guys yesterday, man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
That's all right. This is
don't let it happen again.
This is.
I'll try. Well, it could happen tomorrow. Unfortunately, I got to do it again tomorrow. One of our drivers.
I'm not. I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm not coming in.
It's going to rain.
If I can get validation from Backup Steve on Friday, I don't want to do the show.
Hey, you got it. Most accomplished deaf baseball player.
Bye-bye.
Do you know his name?
His name was. I'm going to do it like Greg would do it. His name was William Hoy.
Hoy.
That is correct. Yes.
Amazing, though. You know that
he put the
he had
Hoy. In Hoy.
There you go.
Name,
there it is.
Name a team he played for.
The Washington Senators and the Washington Nationals and the Louisville.
Something. Yeah, there you go.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, you got it.
But not the Montgomery Biscuits.
No.
All right. Thank you, Backup Steve.
Yeah. Y'all have a great day. Take care, fellas. Yeah.
All righty. We are at 7:50.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
All right, I looked out the window this morning. It's just a great morning, and we're going to have a rather remarkable day in March with clear skies, calm winds. Well, actually, there'll be some high clouds, but today's high temperature up to about 82. Not bad for March. The normal high this time of the year is in the lower 70s. Dry through the evening hours tonight if you have plans, but becoming cloudy. Risk of showers and thunderstorms begins in the wee hours of the morning. At least there'll be a few dotting the radar screen by that hour, with temperatures in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, Friday, widespread rain and thunderstorms. Not as heavy on the rainfall as last Friday, but still, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, when a marginal severe weather risk, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. With a high tomorrow 71, then Saturday's really not bad. We have a small rain chance Saturday, but only like about 20%, with a high in the middle 70s Saturday. Scattered showers returning Sunday, especially for the southern half of the state, with much cooler air on the way. And by the way, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day, too. Much cooler Monday. Risk of maybe some frost late Monday night into Tuesday. Tuesday morning would be the first morning in spring, by the way. So we may do that again with lows in the mid-30s. Right now this morning, lots of sunshine. It's 51 at 7:51.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
By the way, in conjunction with this Pie Day, Google Trends listed the favorite pies by state.
Oh.
And according to them, I've never tried this. It sounds like it'd be great. Peanut butter cheese pie is Alabama's favorite.
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of peanut butter cheese pie. Peanut butter cheese pie?
Well, I would hope it would be creamy. I do not want nuts in my cheese.
Peanut butter cheese pie. Hang on. Peanut butter.
See if there's a recipe there, and if you can, send it to me, because I might try.
There's peanut butter cheesecake. Nope, wait, there's peanut butter cheese pie. What is this?
No calories.
Yeah, wait, what kind of cheese would you use?
I'm getting peanut butter pie, but not peanut butter cheese. I can't find a peanut butter cheese pie. Peanut butter cheese.
Well, you can't believe everything these people tell you. You know that.
So, what are some of the more popular ones on that state list?
Custard pies, like Boston cream. I make a very good Boston cream pie.
Yeah.
Six states prefer fruit pies.
Oh, like
but none of them are in the South. That's kind of surprising.
Interesting, because apple's one of my favorites.
And chocolate or nut pies are popular, including your former home state of Ohio.
Is that right?
Yeah. On this National Pie Day, here's Jay.
Thank you very much. I'm here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro, which will open up at 11 a.m. this morning. In fact, next hour, we're going to give away a $20 gift certificate away to somebody to go enjoy $20 worth of food at the Seafood Bistro.
They might kid or drunk adult.
Oh, we're doing little kid or drunk adult. But you can pick up a platter over there, whether it be the oyster or the popcorn shrimp, the salmon, tilapia, whitefish, gator, which is related to birds. Those are crocodiles, you're right. You can also get the combination platter, which you can combine a bunch of those things that I told you about, or a po' boy if you'd like to get that. And then, of course, those delicious... And by the way, they're not just delicious tasting, but God, they smell good. The boil bags are just amazing. Salads, appetizers, the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo. See it all at theseafoodbistro.com. That's their website. Google them. You'll find it. And you can see every item on the menu there, which will make your decision a little bit more difficult, but so tasty to look at. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. 279-7500. Give them a call. If you've got any questions, or if you just want to put an order in over the phone, you can do that. But you can also do that not only from the website, but also from the delivery apps on your phone as well. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
It is 7:54. Let's take a personal moment here. I want to see if we've reached 100 on the Rich Thomas Rubin yet. And the answer is, the verdict is... yes!
Wow!
That's early.
Dear Diary, it's 7:54.
Yeah. I know, on 7:54, this date in history. Up next, by the way, we should hear from Brant McDonald this morning around 8:30, because all the numbers relative to inflation, the cost of producing goods, were much worse than anticipated. It's already been a bad situation. It's not impacting the market futures number very much, but still pretty pathetic. Again, why would we expect something not pathetic from this group? And he will join us at 8:30 to explain the impact of these on the market going through the day. At 7:55, we have the Wall Street Business Report, followed by a look at the Rose with Skipper.
With a Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart. Some grim news for Dollar Tree stores.
Dollar Tree will close nearly 1,000 stores. Most are Family Dollar stores. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar for more than $8 billion in 2015, but it's had a tough time absorbing the chain. One analyst says, almost 10 years on, Dollar Tree is still sifting through the mess it inherited and has not been able to completely turn around. Dollar Tree's customers have actually been trying to cut spending as they wrestle with inflation. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden coming out in opposition to the planned sale of U.S. steel to Nippon Steel of Japan. Mr. Biden says the U.S. needs strong American steel companies powered by American steel workers. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gained 37 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Andrew Stewart.
Today's show is brought to you by RubHub. Our massage therapists arrive quickly to your door. It's the handy way to get stress relief. So stress no more with RubHub. Not actually licensed therapists.
Well, for those of you headed downtown this morning on Madison Avenue at Madison and North Union, we have a three-vehicle accident there, a lane blockage as well. Please watch out for emergency units headed there. Had the report of an accident on Highway 231 just past Redland Road, but we are not seeing that on the cams. Doesn't mean it's not there. Might be out of our view sight, but please use caution. Watch out for that. And traffic's getting very busy. We got a lot of cars on the road everywhere this morning. Please buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. At McKenna Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide